Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, and also a new book called Mortality and Faith, Reflections on a Journey Through Time. Both of these books have been written, and both came out in 2019 by David Horowitz, who's a best-selling author. He's our guest right now. My name is Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and David, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jerry, for having me.
And I want you to know that one time in a radio broadcast you and I did, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or something, you mentioned your book, Radical Son, and you said, oh, anybody could just get it for a dollar or something on Amazon these days. I went on Amazon, got it for a dollar or a penny or whatever it was. But what a great book. I read that whole book word for word. Some of it I read even with a flashlight after one of our hurricanes here in South Florida, Hurricane Wilma. So it was a great read. Thank you.
I shouldn't even saying this. You're welcome. Every time there's a hurricane in Florida, or I say, we can't do anything. I mean, there's always a wreckage. People die. Cities are destroyed. Yet the left thinks they can control the climate.
Yeah, that's so true.
What is that about? Every year the Mississippi River overflows, floods areas, and creates havoc. And we can't even get a levee system that prevents that.
Wow.
So, I don't know. These people are delusional. Save the planet, indeed. All right.
All right, so these
book,
two...
Mortality and Faith...
Yes, sir.
...is really a sequel to Radical Son. It picks up where Radical Son ended.
Okay.
It's more philosophical. Radical Son, of course, explained my political odyssey from left to right. But this book is more philosophical about age. Yeah, I think it's probably the best book I've written from a literary point of view.
Wow.
And it's very different in tone from Dark Agenda, which is a polemic in the war that we're all fighting to try to save our country.
But do you mind if we talk for a moment about Dark Agenda? Because I think that's would be of great interest.
We should talk about it.
Yeah. Why did you write it?
Well, actually, Chris Ruddy, who runs Newsmax, but also Humanix Books, thought it might be a good idea to have a Jew, and an agnostic Jew at that, look at the war against Christians. And it was an eye-opener for me. I always had thought of this battle. I mean, I've always been sympathetic to religious people, even in there's evidence in Radical Son of that. I feel Genesis is like the most profound view of our situation that's ever been written. I always thought of the battle between the atheistic, communist, Democratic Party left and Christians was a parochial battle. It's just that these, you know, they're so arrogant, people who call themselves progressive. They think they know everything, and they have no respect for anybody who disagrees with them. If you disagree with them, you're a racist or a yahoo. But when I delved into the book and, you know, began thinking about it in a serious way and writing it, I saw that this battle was really central to the battle to save America. America was settled, 98% of the people who settled America and created the United States of America, wrote the Declaration, did the Constitution. 98% of them were Protestant Christians and could only be Protestant Christians. I don't say this by way of slighting Jews or Catholics or anything. But all the ideas that we cherish as Americans, you know, beginning with free speech, but inclusion, equality, tolerance, these all originated as Christian ideas during the Reformation. Before the Reformation, you had to be a Catholic to get into heaven. You had to go to get into heaven. You had to go through the Catholic Church and its priesthood. And the Protestant reformers, who of course began as Catholics, understood that churches are human institutions and therefore they're subject to the same corruption as human beings. And of course, you know, if you want to get a taste of the corruption of the Catholic Church of the time, you can watch The Borgias on Netflix. But these Protestants, they came up with this idea. It's a central concept, really, in the Protestant Reformation. It's called the priesthood of all believers.
Yes.
And the idea was that every person created by God has a one-on-one relationship with their maker, that you communicate directly to your creator, not through a priesthood, not through any church. This is a revolutionary idea because it immediately makes everybody equal, including black slaves, which is why America is so maligned these days by the Democratic Party and its progressive camp. The reason America can really be proud of its relation to slavery because we inherited it from the British and immediately declared that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with an inalienable right to liberty. And within a generation, really, America, at the great cost, the Civil War was the most costly war we ever fought, freed the slaves. So America is a great gift to Africans who were enslaved. And by the way, they were not enslaved by Americans or even Englishmen. They were enslaved by black Africans who sold them in slave auctions in Ghana and Benin to Westerners, to Europeans. So I immediately, when I realized this, I also connected that the war that the left, there's a Marxist left, socialist, if you like. There's no such thing as democratic socialism. Contradiction in terms. You can't have a democracy if the government controls everything. The enemies of America in this country, and their legion, there are millions of them who hate America. And we've seen it in those democratic debates. This guy Beto O'Rourke hates America. And he isn't alone in hating America among those Democrats. Cory Booker is another one. They're ignoramuses. And Cory Booker is, so we have to get rid of the bigotries in the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't contain the words black or white. There are no bigotries in the Constitution. But he's just an ignoramus with a lot of hate. And the hate is directed at this country. But the attack on Christianity in this country is really an attack on America. And if you follow the war, for example, why did they ban Chick-fil-A from the airport in El Paso, just as in the, or it's in, maybe it was San Antonio. No, it was El Paso. Why did the leftist city council bar Chick-fil-A? Because they served bad chicken? No. Because their philanthropic arms support policy organizations that support Christian ideas. So it's a direct, the left is a direct attack on free speech. You know, I could go through case after case of that. That is the main conflict that our generation and the next one will face in attempting to save this country. It's a war on the First Amendment. What is the First Amendment? The First Amendment begins with liberty, religious liberty, mm-hmm. freedom of conscience. Why? because all these Protestants who came here were fleeing religious persecution in Europe. That's why they came here. That's why they made that the First Amendment. It's the basis of all our freedoms. If you don't have the freedom to, of conscience, to hold opinions and to express them, you don't have the freedom to defend all your other freedoms. So this is the most crucial battle that we face. And my book, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, I deliberately made it a short book. So you get...
Speak closer to the mic, if you would.
I deliberately made it a short book.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to throw in the reader's face the history of this war against Christians in America. And, of course, it began in the modern era with the banning of prayer from the schools, which led immediately to the ban. You know, there had been religious prayer in the public schools for 170 years. And nobody had ever said it was unconstitutional. And then they just threw it out with no constitutional rationale for it. It led to the banning of religion from the schools. You can't read Bibles. So where we are today is that children going to public schools, they'll read the Koran. But they can't even be told that these pilgrims were Christians and that they were fleeing religious persecution. That's forbidden. And it's sad to say the Christian community has been slow to respond. They were provoked into a response by Roe v. Wade, which is a completely atrocious fake law, which needs to be repealed. It just gives women a license to kill their babies instead of finding them a loving home if they can't take care of them. This is what provoked the creation of the religious right. And, of course, it's the religious right and the evangelicals who elected Trump. At first they elected Reagan, and then they elected Trump. Democrats won't even defend freedom of conscience anymore. They support bigots like Pete Buttigieg and the LGBTQ crowd who are out to persecute any Christian who publicly expresses their Christian views.
We have 1 minute left. Just real fast, since we have 1 minute. Potter Stewart, a former, associate chief, not chief justice, but a former associate justice.
Lone dissenter
in one of those.
Prayer for them.
Yeah, exactly. And he said that essentially the Constitution prohibits an establishment of religion, but in effect what they're doing is establishing the religion of secularism, the High Court was. What are your thoughts on that?
That's exactly right. The only religion in America that's protected is atheism. He was exactly right. He also was the dissenter in Roe v. Wade, I believe. Anyway, I wrote this book, Dark Agenda, as a weapon not only for Christians, but for all Americans in this battle.
Excellent. And again, the newest book is called Mortality and Faith, Reflections on a Journey Through Time. We're out of time. Frontpagemag.com for more information. David Horowitz, thanks so much for being with us.